Trinity 7. Jesus teaches using four more parables, taken from Matthew 13. Parable of the mustard seed. Here is another illustration Jesus used. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, planted in a field. It is the smallest of all seed, but it becomes the largest of garden plants. It grows into a tree, and birds come and make nests in its branches. Parable of the yeast. Jesus also used this illustration. The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman uses in making bread. Even though she put only a little yeast in 3 measures of flour, it permeated every part of the dough. Parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in the field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it. Parable of the fishing net. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a fishing net that was thrown into the water and caught fish of every kind. When the net was full, they dragged it up onto the shore, sat down and sorted the good fish into crates, but threw the bad ones away. That is the way it will be at the end of the world. The angels will come and separate the wicked people from the righteous, throwing the wicked into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you understand all these things? Then he added, every teacher of religious law who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who brings from his storeroom new gems of truth as well as old.